They're eating her, and then they're going to eat me. Oh my God! I'm David.
The fuck was that? I'm Mitchell, though.
What's that? Yeah, I don't know what that was.
That was a movie line from the greatest movie of all, sequel movie of all time, Troll 2.
Oh.
I encourage you to go Troll on YouTube. 1. I encourage you to go on YouTube and search Troll 2 and look for what that scene will come up. Yes, there's a man that says they're eating her and then they're going to eat me and then goes, oh my God, in that way. Acting at its finest. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, it's about the episode's about sequels, so I thought I'd do a sequel line. How you doing?
Sequels. It's that time again. It's the first of the month.
We love a sequel, like these tournaments. They are all sequels of each other.
They are electric boogaloos, 1, 2, and 3.
Indeed, they are.
Number 19.
Indeed, they are. And the task has fallen upon my shoulders once again.
Yes, and if you are a fan of our tournament episodes and you'd like to let us know what your favourite tournament episode is, you can on our socials, at Wait What Pod Trio on the Twitter. Oh, no, fuck, it's X. And we have a YouTube channel, Liam.
Wait What Podcast. It's all up to date. There is stuff. Good stuff. Go check it out.
Yeah, there is good stuff, actually.
I want to say that the editing for the last few episodes has been fucking tip-top. I don't know who's doing it, but whoever they're doing it, they're doing a great job.
I don't like how lazy they're being. They're always doing Uwufufu tournaments.
Yeah. Hey, listen. This week's one won't be, okay? We promise.
It'll be about wrestling. It appeals to everyone.
Yeah, go check out the Rick and Morty episode we did. That was actually really cool.
Yeah.
You also get to see the difference between mine and Mitch's interpretation of a PowerPoint. That was the one before on the quiz. Yeah. I also showed Mitch how to do a presentation and the one after too.
Indeed.
It's all about pizzazz.
Yeah. Check out our YouTube channel. There's good video content on there. This is a tournament episode, and as Liam said, it is his tournament episode. So now it is the time for no fun.
Yes, no fun. No fun allowed. Greatest sequel of all time. 32 films taken from a multitude of websites. If they're on here and you don't like it, tough fucking shit. If there's something on here that you don't think should be on here, tough fucking shit. If there's something that you want on here that isn't, guess what? Tough shit. This is literally, all of these are on multiple different websites and lists. Okay? So
you did send us the list I don't remember seeing an updated list.
No, that's because it wasn't.
Oh.
I couldn't find any more that were on additional lists.
I never actually looked through that list properly.
I'm
not going to lie. Until you announced what we were doing, I completely forgot what tournament it was.
That's fine. I remember that when it's your turn and you did. It's not the first time I've done a load of effort and you just don't really fucking care. But anyway.
Oh, no, look at my last tournament episode. What are you talking about? 90s music videos. So you didn't watch any of them, prick.
Yeah. Yeah. Eat my ass. Anyway. Okay. First round, we start big. First round, we have Shrek 2 versus the 1981 thriller Wild Ride of Mad Max, The Road Warrior. I have a question. Have you seen Mad Max, The Road Warrior, Mitch?
No.
I knew the answer to that question. So, yeah, Shrek 2.
I've seen Beyond Thunderdome.
I have also seen this, yes.
It's going to be Shrek 2.
It's going to be Shrek 2.
Yeah, I thought as much. Yes. Yeah. So that's fine. I've already written it down. The next one is Toy Story 2 versus Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. I know this is technically... I know Lord of the Rings Two Towers technically is more of a continuance than a sequel, but it's in all the lists, so it makes the list.
Ah, well. Toy Story 2.
I can say famously, both of these.
Famously, oh, good. Yeah, all right. So, right. No. Mitch has seen this one, Dave. Let him talk. He's seen both films. Let him go. He's seen them. This is a rarity.
Go carry on, Dave.
Thoughts? Thoughts? He's like, they're films. Okay.
That's the problem. They are like, they are different. Obviously, so are they different and good? In our Toy Story 2, although Liam hates it because he hates the villain. He hates Al's toy barn and Rafa Benitez and all that.
Yeah, so stupid.
Hey, yeah. Leave Zerg alone. Hey, Dad.
I like the memory erased buzz. I like that kind of thing that goes on. That's good.
We'll put it it's not only the quality of the film, it's also comparing it to being a better film than the original. Let's allow that in there as well. It's the multiple things you're comparing. It's not just a comparing the two films. It's like, also, if you can't, you got to think which one was better than the original.
Toy Story 2 wasn't better than Toy Story 1, whereas Lord of the Rings Two Towers was better than The Fellowship of the Ring, simply because Lord of the Rings Two Towers had the Battle of Helm's Deep in it. Like, a large set piece of a battle is in this movie, so that was fucking awesome. So, my vote's for Two Towers.
Yeah, my vote's for Two Towers too.
Two Towers it is.
Two Towers 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Two Towers 2. Indeed. Okay,
there's
so
a sequel to Two Towers.
We're not going to go there, Mitch. Hanging through. The next one is the 1992 blockbuster Batman Returns against the oldest film on this list, 1963's From Russia with Love.
Oh, fucking hell. So Bond's
indeed. It's a Bond film. There's a Bond film on this. Yeah.
I mean, From Russia with Love, it's not like your go-to Bond movie.
No.
It is a good Bond movie, though. I do like it.
Sean Connery, I mean, what's not to love? It's his first one as well. That's where you got Bond, James Bond, where it's while he's lighting the cigar and the cigarette. But then you got 1992's Batman Returns.
Indeed.
That is a good Batman. We've got the Penguin in there. It's a lot darker.
I have two words for you.
Catwoman.
Woman.
Yeah.
Woof.
No, meow. Meow. it was kind of too dark for what the movie people wanted from Tim Burton. They kind of kicked him off there and got Joel Schumacher in for
I do very much like Batman Returns. Very good film.
Yeah, it is.
And it's up against a Bond film, which is bizarre.
Yeah, I can't go for Bond on From Russia with Love. If it was one of the other sequels, if these count.
Well, technically, this is the sequel because it's the first one's Dr. No, then it's this one. Anything after this is just nonsense. Because it just starts bouncing. Because once it gets to the new, once we get to the new ones like Casino Royale and stuff, they're set like after Dr. No. It makes no sense.
With each iteration of Bond kind of thing, I feel like that's a new beginning. Like when the Bond changes,
it's like the next Bond is the next sequel. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. It's bizarre. There's only one Bond film on here. Okay, let's make it easy. There's one Bond film. So,
yeah, Pierce Brosnan should be in there because if you told me it was like Tomorrow Never Dies versus
that's a very good film.
Tomorrow Never Dies would have gone through. Yeah. But in this case, no, it's Batman. Batman Returns.
Batman Returns.
He has returned. Okay. So after that, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey versus Silence of the Lambs. Again, technically, not necessarily. It is and it isn't, but it was on multiple lists. So once again, it's here.
Not Silence of the Lambs, because I've never seen Bill and Ted.
I'm with Dave on that.
And even I know, And I know that comedy sequels very rarely are better than the comedy originals. So I'm gonna.
I have seen it. It's shit.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad because it's Keanu Reeves, and I love Keanu Reeves.
Oh yeah, I love the first Bill and Ted.
The third one or the final one they did like recently, that sucked too.
I haven't seen that one.
Watch it. Don't watch it.
Yeah. But yeah. Silence of the Lambs. Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, true. Okay, cool. Next one. Oh, two heavyweights here, especially for me and Mitch. Terminator 2 versus Spy Kids 2.
Spy Kids 2 is a heavyweight.
Island of Lost Dreams.
What happened in Spy Kids 2?
A lot, mate.
Want to say this was the one where they go to? I don't even know.
It's the one where you've got it's one where you got the guy that has all the little animals and he makes them and they turn into real life.
Yeah, is this where they have to run like get off of the island because the volcano is erupting or something like that?
Yeah.
Listen, I know the first one is like the thumb thumbs.
First one is the thumb thumbs. The third one is when they go into the video game.
3D. That's fucking great. I like that one.
Yeah, see, I put it, it's Mitch's speed, man. I put it in here for a reason. Okay, I knew the man would have seen it. I know he's seen this. I know he's seen Spy Kids.
Have you seen Terminator 2, Mitch?
I have. I've seen 1, 2. I can't remember the rest.
You've seen 3. You would have definitely seen 3. You've definitely seen 3.
I've seen 1, 2. I can't remember the rest.
I can't.
Trust me, everyone's seen Terminator 3, okay? Everyone's seen Terminator 3.
Terminator 2 is my vote.
I was going to say Terminator 2 is mine as well.
Terminator 2, yeah.
Right, cool. So after wank.
After Terminator 2 and that, it is Rambo First Blood Part, or for Rambo First Blood Part 2 versus Superman 2.
Huh. Superman 2 is the one where the villains are the three, the sod.
When he throws, sod, when he takes the thing, yeah. When he takes the thing off his
S.
His what you call it? Yeah, his S, and he throws it like a fucking boomerang. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, what I like about that movie is that these other aliens that come from another kind of planet, which is like Superman's planet, are just like evil cunts. Like they're just totally like. There's a point in the movie when they realize that Superman's like will save people, so they intentionally start putting people in danger in order to kind of like obviously make Superman like have to cost lives and shit, you know. So you know, Zod is a worthy enemy, and he looks like fucking badass in Superman 2, from what I remember as well. But yeah, that's also where they got the cellophane nest, as mentioned in Family Guy. I remember more about that than I remember about Rambo 2, First Blood. Part 2.
Yeah. Rambo 2 is kind of it's the same sort of thing, except he goes on more of a rampage.
I'm assuming it's good because obviously it's Sylvester Stallone and guns and stuff like that, but I'm going for Superman.
You nearly said Spy Kids.
I nearly said Spy Kids. Spider-Man. That's coming.
I'll go with Superman as well.
Yeah, Superman. All right, cool.
Yeah,
we'll go with Supes. It is a good Superman film. I think this might even be the one where he flies backwards to turn back time, spins the world back the opposite way to reverse time. Or is that another one?
That's the first one.
No,
all right, well, sorry, if I could turn back,
because that was Lex. Because that was Lex Luthor. That was Lex Luthor. Yeah, the missile that was gonna. Yeah, the missile and right. Obviously her. So
Coolio. Next one: Kill Bill 2 versus The Dark Knight.
Ah, oh, fuck. Kill Bill 2.
Yeah. Uma Thurman in tight clothing or Heath Ledger?
I mean, Uma. Weirdly, I always thought there was a part 3 in Kill Bill, and then I realised, no, there is only the 2. Kill Bill 1 is such a fucking iconic movie. Got the pussy wagon, and you got Lucy Liu.
I didn't think that this was better than the first, but it's in multiple lists, and I don't know why. I prefer the first film
because it's the ending. It gives
you the satisfaction of it, isn't it? Yeah.
Whereas Dark Knight, I mean, Batman Begins was For the criteria of a sequel being better than the original, then yeah, Dark Knight is going to be the other one.
I don't like Batman.
I don't like Batman.
Kill Bill. Because they fucking rehashed that film so many fucking times.
Well, unfortunately, I like the first Kill Bill one, so I think it's Batman. So Dark Knight.
Fuck Batman.
I'd rather not. That's how COVID started. Anyway.
Get that credit card.
Yeah, no. The next one is Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, the 2014 version, versus X2, which is the second X-Men film.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is the one where the apes have taken over society, isn't it? Yeah.
And the humans are fighting back.
Yeah. James Franco's in that movie.
It's a very good film.
It is a good film. James Franco's in that movie.
I like what they've done. I like what they've done to the franchise. They've rehashed it. Yeah. And it looks great.
And yeah, but James Franco's in that film.
Okay. X2 is shit, but so is the first X-Men film, and we will not talk about The Last Stand.
Oh, what, the original X-Men trilogy?
The X-Men, the third Jean X-Men Grey film is on the same level as Thingy's Batman.
Batman Clooney. Robin.
Clooney's Batman, yeah. It's on the same level as that. Fucking sucks.
X-Men Last Stand. Yeah, we should watch that movie and review
it. No, we should not.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch!
I don't need to watch it. I know it. It's just... it's in my head. I'm the Juggernaut, bitch! Shut up. You're not the Juggernaut.
So you don't like either of these movies?
Not really, no. But I know which one is, I would say, is probably a better sequel. Would you like me to go first?
I forget what the first one was.
X2 versus Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. I would say Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is better. That's what I would say.
I guess for the criteria of being better than the original, then it is better. Because seeing the monkeys take over, sorry, the apes take over. I don't know if I just said something about, like, right. Yeah. Did I say something got a slur there? My bad. seeing the apes take over and their society and stuff like that. Where I quite like the Tim Burton Planet of the Apes that he did. Have you ever seen that with Mark Wahlberg? I know it's a bad movie.
I think you might have done.
I know it's a bad movie, but there's so many bits in that, so many weird kind of like great, awesome moments in that movie that I really love. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Cool.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, yeah.
All right, next one is Hobbit 2, The Desolation of Smaug versus Spider-Man 2. I know what mine is.
Hobbit 2 is Liam's one.
No.
I mean, the Hobbit 2, the problem with that movie is that, and the majority of the Hobbit movies, is that they're so stretched out and so fucking long. And
they didn't even have the song Taking the Hobbits to Isengard yet.
I didn't even know because I've never seen them.
And the Hobbit 2 just ends on a massive, like, fucking cock tease where the dragon escapes and is going towards the town. It's just like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And then the movie ends. I hate movies. That's why I didn't like the ending of Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, because it's just a massive cock tease for the next one.
But that next one is going to be good.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And I'll watch that next one, but still.
Bastards. Spider-Man 2 is the second best Spider-Man film ever made.
Spider-Man 2 has got Joel McHale in it as a banker, so he's got my vote. Wow, your son's a real hero. Or your grandson.
Spider-Man 2.
Or your nephew. No. My bad.
Nephew.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's okay. I know you don't care. It's fine. Spider-Man 2. Good. That's the correct answer. The next one is the comedy against comedy. American Pie 2 versus 22 Jump Street.
American
Pie 2 was a better film than American Pie.
I haven't seen American Pie nor American Pie 2 for a very, very, very long time.
And 22 Jump Street wasn't better than 21. Well, there were some bits that were better than 21.
22 Jump Street's got a bit where Jonas Hill gets with Ice Cube's daughter and
starts gassing him up.
It starts finding him. Yeah, it's that the captain's daughter. He's just going, I love Channing Tatum. He's so funny.
No, it's when Jay City's sitting there just sort of looking at it, like looking, and then he goes, oh, shit!
Yeah.
Oh, shit!
All the meta comedy in that as well with, I've just got to say, Ron Burgundy from, not Ron Burgundy, fucking...
We are laughing.
Ron Swanson, sorry.
Yeah.
With Ron Swanson at the beginning, where he's doing all the meta stuff about how they need to make a sequel and stuff. That's brilliant. And all the jokes at the end about how they got different, they're infiltrating now different things. That's good. But then you've got American Pie 2. So they've lost their virginity and now they're kind of like going to be breaking up for college, or they have broken up for college, and now they're going to have like go to Stifler's summer house to have throw some wild party. It's got the bit with the three of them and the two girls they think are lesbians and the walkie talkies and stuff like that.
I'm not hungry.
I'm not hungry. And yeah, you've got Finch with like thinking that Stifler's mum's going to turn up, but it's not Stifler's younger brother. And you've got Jim going to the band camp where the girl from Buffy the Vampire Slayer is. It's Tara Reid's in that. That's what I can say. Tara Reid's in that. Damn it. She was definitely a lot hotter in the first one than she was in the second one. Or was she? I don't know.
But she was a lot better in the second one than she was in the last one.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
22 Jump Street. Oh, damn it.
I'm pretty sure it has Korean Jesus in it too, which is hilarious.
That's with the drug, isn't it, that's going around the place. There's always a drug.
I'm gonna go off American Pie 2.
Oh,
I'm going American Pie 2 too.
I would have said 22 2 Jump Street, but
no, I did not go for 2 Jump Street.
Too many twos, is that what it was? It's one, two, too many. Yeah, all right, cool.
No, me too.
Fair enough. Me too. No, please. Not, no. All right, so American Pie 2 goes through. The next one is Aliens versus Deadpool 2.
Oh, game over, man. Game over. Get away from her, you bitch. That's fucking Aliens. It's a great movie, but I know it's not going to beat Deadpool 2.
I do like Aliens, I do like it. I also think that Deadpool 1 is better than the second one.
Yeah, I was going to say Deadpool 1 is better than the second one
because it's his origin story. His origin story is just better. I know you got Colossus and you got Juggernaut in it. And you got Baby Legs Deadpool.
You got Baby Legs Deadpool. But I was gonna say. When he's in the prison and he fucking lands like.
Hello, superpowers.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's like, I got two questions. Why are you here? And is dubstep still a thing?
It's the second
and
one.
And then it plays Bangarang.
The second one is where they get cable. They get all the superheroes together.
X-Force.
Yeah,
like that's the it's like the Kiwi, it's the New Zealand kid in it, and he does that dance move on his way out. Although he's like leaving him alone, he's like, "What are you doing? What even is that?" Yeah. Pulling the rope, he's like, "What even is that?"
When he's laying on the bed, and he can hear him, he goes, "I can hear what you're doing back there," and he's digging around. I've got it stashed in the old prison wallet,
and that's where he kills himself in X-Men Origins Wolverine as well, isn't it? In the end of Deadpool 2, or was that Deadpool 1?
No, he the end of Deadpool 2, and he also shoots Ryan Reynolds in the head reading the Green Lantern script and says, "You're welcome, Canada."
Yes. Yeah. Don't he also go to Baby Hitler?
Yes, he kills Baby Hitler too, yes.
Yeah.
He kills Baby Hitler.
So, yeah, Aliens.
Yeah,
I'm going to say...
I'd say Aliens, the first Deadpool's better.
Yeah.
I love Deadpool. Game over, man. I got plenty of... I can't wait for Deadpool 3. It's going to be so fucking good. This one, I don't know why this is on the list because there's a few and I don't think it's better than the original, but The Bourne Supremacy versus Lethal Weapon 2. I don't rate the Bourne series that highly, if I'm honest.
The thing is, with the Bourne series, it could have been the one film and that was it.
Yeah. The Bourne, they became the Bourne ring.
Bourne Identity. I like the Bourne Identity. That was a good movie.
Yeah, the Bourne Identity was a good movie, but the second one and after that, then when they changed and then they had someone else, I'm pretty sure it was Jeremy Renner at one point, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he can't even buy a fucking snow cap.
Okay.
I mean, I like Lethal Weapon 2. I think it is better than Lethal Weapon 1 because it's not as dark. Like Lethal Weapon 1, they really, like with the Riggs character kind of thing, really go for the tragic backstory on him.
Yeah.
The Lethal Weapon 2's got more of a kind of buddy cop kind of them trying to take down. Take down the guy with diplomatic immunity and stuff. Joe Pesci's in it as a witness. So yeah, that's the introduction of Joe Pesci into the franchise. I love Lethal Weapon movies, especially
diplomatic.
The last one's my favorite one. The last one's my favorite one just because it's a stupid movie. Mind you, there was a bomb in the toilet in the third one. So yeah. Or was it this one? Was the bomb in the toilet this one? It might have been this one actually. Now I think about it. If the bomb's in the toilet in Lethal Weapon 2, I'm voting for that one.
I don't know. I can't remember. It's been a while. But I would say Lethal Weapon 2.
Bourne Supremacy, that's when the woman dies. I remember that much.
Indeed.
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Bomb.
It's Matt Damon, isn't it?
Matt Damon. No one can say his name. Yes, it is. All right. Toilet bomb is Lethal Weapon 2. Boom. Literally, boom. I'm doing going for Lethal Weapon 2.
There you go. Lethal Weapon 2's gone through.
Cool. Sweet. Right, next one is Empire Strikes Back versus Too Fast, Too Furious.
My God, there are some heavy hitters in this fucking tournament.
Some big boys.
Mission Impossible 2, you say?
Too Fast, Too Furious.
No, Mission Impossible 2 is not on this list.
Oh, good. Sorry. I thought it was Mission Impossible 2. I was going
to
say.
It was on the list, but I refused to put it on there because I fucking can't stand Tom Cruise. So I removed him from this.
So, fuck him and his
tiny stature.
Too Fast, Too Furious is the one with Ludacris in it.
It is the one. Yes, Ludacris. And it is... is it Tyrese?
Yeah.
Yes.
Gibson.
Yes. Tyrese Gibson is... what's his name in the film? Roman.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Roman. Not Reigns, just something else.
Number two is
when they arrange the getaway from the police in the garages, ain't it?
Yeah.
Fast and Furious movies, the early ones were bad. They didn't start getting good until The Rock started showing up.
I actually preferred the earlier ones because they were actually about racing.
They were actually about racing. Yeah, they became action films.
Fast and Furious.
Oh, okay.
And then they went Furious and Fast.
Nah, man, no, The Rock turns up.
Tokyo Drift is fucking great.
Tokyo Drift is the best Fast and Furious film, hands down. I'll fight anyone who says it's not.
The Rock turns up in Fast 5 and makes Ludacris do a spit take that they kept in the movie.
Yeah,
that's funny. Yeah, but that's funny. It's like, oh, you better hide your big ass forehead. That's funny.
Yeah,
but the film itself is shit.
Yeah.
But Empire Strikes Back. Need I say more?
The heels winning at the end is possibly one of the best kind of endings ever.
Mm-hmm.
Until the Avengers Infinity War.
It's not technically a sequel because this was like Avengers. Number 5.
Listen, Mitch, don't start.
Avengers Infinity War is my favourite ending to a Marvel movie ever.
That is technically the third one.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
No, it's not technically the third one. It is the third one. What am I on about? It is the third one.
Four hits, Thanos, and you think all is well. And then Thanos goes, you should aim for the head. He clicks his fingers and everyone begins to die. It's fucking brilliant. What an ending. Empire Strikes Back because
it's Empire Strikes Back.
Han's in carbonite, whatever they call it. I can't remember.
Your nerd terms are correct.
Han's in carbonite. Darth Vader's taken off Luke's hand and told him that he's his father. Spoiler. And
It's not possible.
Everything looks like it. Everything looks like it's going to shit, but there's hope at the end.
And you get
a new hope, well. Some would say. A new hope, some would say.
And you get introduced. That's the one you get introduced to Lando, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes. When he double crosses him, yeah.
He does. But then he becomes good at the end.
He does. Next one.
Empire Strikes Back, yeah.
The Matrix Reloaded versus Incredibles 2.
See, if you're talking. If you're talking about a sequel that was better than the original, Matrix Reloaded was better than the original, 100%.
That fight scene he has with all the agents is one of my favorite fight scenes ever. It's that freeway, so good.
The freeway scene where he's not even in it, it's all Morpheus what? And Neo.
Whoa. Freeway scene? I need to watch this film.
Not as in an American motorway. My bad.
Okay.
The freeway scene. On the freeway. Yeah. On the freeway. On the freeway.
With Morpheus and the woman, and I forget her name.
Trinity.
Trinity, that's it. Morpheus and Trinity against the ghost twin dread things. That's a great moment. Yeah. Fucking Matrix Reloaded beats whatever the other one was.
I prefer the first film is better anyway.
Incredibles 1 is better than Incredibles 2.
It's definitely a better film.
10-15 years too late, that sequel.
That's true. All right, two more. Oh, fucking hell, this is a big one. Godfather Part 2 versus John Wick Part 2 or Chapter 2.
I'm
going to go out and get hated by everyone. I've not seen any of the Godfathers.
Mitch, they are very long films. I understand it, but I've watched all three one after the other, and it's an experience I would want to experience for the first time again. It was fantastic. I've seen
three John Wicks.
That's good. At least you've seen three John Wicks.
You watched the third Godfather.
Yeah, I've watched all three. I watched all three one after the other.
That is notorious for how shit it is.
It was. I pushed through it because I'd already watched the first two. I was like, I might as well finish it. I've started. I'm not a quitter.
I like Godfather 2.
Godfather 2 is one of the best sequels ever made, in my opinion. So that's my pick.
My pick is John Wick 2 because I've not seen any of the Godfathers. So I can't say
So now it's on your shoulders.
My problem with the John Wick franchise is it's just like creative ways for Keanu Reeves to kill people, mainly with a gun.
And it's fantastic.
And it's a dog.
Yeah, but...
he does have a dog.
Yeah, but it's...
They would have liked it more if he had a cat.
Probably.
It wears thin. It gets old. It gets repetitive quite a bit.
No, it doesn't. But it's not... Is it better than John Wick 1?
Well, it's Godfather 2 better than Godfather.
Fuck yes. Well, of course it is. You see the death of Don Corleone and the rise of Michael.
Marlon Brando's not in the second one, though.
He is in it. Or James Caan, I think.
Or James Caan.
Yeah, but who gives a shit about them? It's all about Al Pacino.
Well, yeah, my vote's for Godfather 2 anyway.
Cool. Right, last one. The first lot of rounds. First lot of rounders. Is when this loads, get out of my way. Oh god, what a load of shit shows. Adam's Family Values versus Hellboy 2, The Golden Army.
How did these two make it in there?
They were
Where's Airplane? Where's Airplane 2?
Airplane 2 was not as good as Airplane.
Airplane 2 was on the list, but I hadn't seen it, so I chose Adam's Family Values because I thought Mitch would have seen it as well. So I was like, I'll go with that one because I know he's seen it.
I've seen Airplane 2.
Well, I disagree. Let's put it this way. I don't give a fuck what you disagree on because I gave you the list and you didn't check the list. And I told you I don't fucking care. If it's not on here, tough titties. The titties, they do be tough.
You got a point.
You may squeeze them, but you may have to squeeze them quite hard. Okay.
What?
You heard.
Airplane 2 is as good as
what
are
we talking
one.
About Airplane? Airplane's not here. Adam's Family Values or Hellboy 2, The Golden Army. Pick
to be
one.
Honest, I've got Adam's Family Values.
I've seen both of these movies, which is so weird.
And Hellboy 2 sucks. Hellboy 2
Adam's Family
sucks.
Values.
That's when they sing Barry Manilow, isn't it? I can't smile without you.
Yes, right. Adam's family values.
I love
Hellboy.
I love the guy that plays Hellboy.
He's a great, great actor.
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman.
Yeah, great actor. Right. Next one. Oh, here we go. Round two. Start with Shrek 2 versus Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
Shrek 2. Are we there yet?
The battle. The battle of Helm's Deep versus.
Are we there yet?
I'm wearing Donkey. Women's underwear. I'm wearing women's underwear. Are you? Oh, I certainly am not.
It's a thong.
What kind? It's a thong.
That's most certainly not a thong.
Mongo, follow the pretty pony.
Stallion, baby.
I'm a stallion, baby.
Oh, look, that's a bush from Shirley Bessie.
I can, was it? I can Winnie. Look at me, Shrek. I'm trotting.
I can count.
I'm a real boy.
Okay, Shrek 2. Shrek 2. Shrek 2.
I can instantly quote the Two Towers ones as well. But you two are going Shrek 2, aren't you?
I'm picking Shrek 2.
Shrek 2.
Yeah. Then I'll vote for Two Towers, then just to keep my dignity.
Okay, next is Batman Returns versus Silence of the Lambs.
Shrek 2.
Okay, Shrek 2.
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs. Oh,
yeah. Batman Returns.
Was it better than Batman?
I don't think it's better than Batman because I like the Joker. I like Jack Nicholson's Joker.
Jack Nicholson's Joker is so weird watching it back after I've seen it.
Oh, my number one. God. How he emphasizes words is so great.
Both going for Silence of the Lambs?
Silence of the Lambs. Yeah.
Mitch?
Just because of Buffalo Bill. It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
I'm saying Batman Returns because you both selected that. That's cool.
That's where he does the tuck dance.
Okay, the next one is...
He tucks his balls. Dances around.
Terminator 2 versus Superman 2.
Terminator 2.
It's Terminator.
Arnie on the bike against the lorry with the shotgun, and he's reloading it by just a flick of the wrist. Like, crazy.
Look at the flick of the wrist. Yes, it's great.
Exactly. Crazy.
Next one is, I've just seen one of the potential lineups, Jesus. It's Dark Knight versus Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, Dark Knight.
Planet of the Apes.
Heath Ledger's Joker.
I don't like Batman.
You think?
He doesn't like Batman.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's true. Yeah, I'm saying Dark Knight because, it's just Heath Ledger's Batman, Joker.
Heath Ledger's Joker, man.
It changed the way comic book characters were portrayed in my eyes. Spider-Man 2 versus American Pie 2. Spider-Man for me. It always was going to be.
American Pie 2.
I'm never going to go against it.
I'm going to let Dave choose American Pie 2.
You're going to let Dave twist in the wind for this one, yeah?
Yeah.
American Pie. What's so great about American Pie 2 then, Mitch? Let me put this back on you.
Yeah, Mitch.
I'm touching his butt. I'm touching his butt.
I'm touching his ass. I mean, if we were in that situation, would you wake me off to see them do more?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Also, Jim superglued his hand to his penis.
Oh, yeah, he did. But he's also superglued into the porn video, didn't he?
Yep.
And his dad has a go at an old woman in the hospital. I love Eugene Levy. My son has his hand superglued to his penis. And you wouldn't know that, would you? Because you don't have a penis. I love you. Love Eugene Levy. Oh, he's so great. No, I've got to go Spider-Man 2. Joel McHale is the banker in Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, but they did super glue his hand to his penis.
I have everything that happens in that film. That one scene.
I love Joel McHale, man. He's in Community.
All right.
He's
all right.
Brilliant.
All right. I got you. Fair enough. Right. Aliens versus Lethal Weapon 2.
Aliens didn't have a bomb in the toilet.
Aliens did not have a bomb in the toilet but
until I watched that movie. I never knew there could be a bomb in my toilet, but now I check every time. It's true, it does. No, I've got to give it to Aliens.
Aliens.
I can back Aliens on that. All right. Yep. Cool. Empire Strikes Back versus Matrix Reloaded.
Ah, which one I'd rather watch? Matrix Reloaded.
Yeah, honestly, but... No, do you know what? Yeah, I would rather watch Matrix Reloaded too. I think it's because I've watched Star Wars so many times.
There are still confusing moments in it, like when they're having the party on the Nebuchadnezzar, and it basically turns into like some kind of weird writhing orgy.
Issue with Star Wars is Family Guy did it better.
Yeah, where's that sequel? Something Dark Side.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not a film, so it doesn't really count.
It's got to be Empire Strikes Back in all seriousness.
I've never been a massive like Star Wars nerd, to be honest. It's not really been my thing, but
in my opinion, Empire Strikes Back is the best Star Wars movie.
Yes, it is. I would agree with that. Now this one is gonna be, don't piss them off, Mitch.
Jar Jar Binks is the best villain.
Right. Oh, you might as well be. Right, this one should be nice and easy. Godfather Part 2 versus Adam's Family Values.
Adam's Family Values, because I can't say Godfather 2.
Adam's Family Values is the one where they are going there and like
they go get Fester
That's when they dance the Mamushka or something like that.
Mamushka.
Please don't tell me that Godfather.
I fucking love that movie.
I'm not asking you if you love that movie. I'm asking you, is it better than the first one?
I can't remember the first one.
It's better than the first one.
I can't remember. Joan Cusack's in that movie where she loves Cousin It. And Cousin It is a massive ladies' man. I love that movie. Yes.
Cousin It has it. Listen, if you want to degrade cinema, then be my guest. But I'm picking Godfather Part 2.
Come on, Dave. You look like Cousin It. Come on, you know you want to.
Yeah, but in my head, I also look like Fidel Castro.
Let's be honest, we all look like Cousin It now.
I've had my beard trimmed and my hair cut. I don't like it anymore.
You got the brother being shot in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
At the end,
Fredo. That's just when Michael Corleone just becomes a completely ruthless bastard.
Yeah. Adam's Family Values. Mamushka.
I cannot believe.
Angelica Houston. Christina Ricci.
I can't believe. Listen, I want to throw this out there. I am picking Godfather because I like cinema. These two are fucking raving idiots. And I have nothing to do with Godfather Part 2 losing to fucking Adam's Family Values.
You put Shrek 2 in front of Lord of the Rings Two Towers.
That's because Shrek 2 is amazing.
Yes, and so is Adam's Family Values.
Subject to Shrek 2. Shrek 2 versus Silence of the Lambs.
Shrek 2. You don't see Antonio Banderas and Eddie Murphy sing Living La Vida Loca.
Is it better than Shrek 1 though?
Yes. The story's
better.
If you offered me Shrek or Shrek 2, if you put all the Shrek films, all 406 of them in front of me, I would say number 2 every time.
Shrek is love is what you'd pick.
I would not make that. If you don't know what that is, just Google Shrek is love. You're welcome. We've already traumatized one American with that. Don't make us do it again.
Shrek, you got All Star at the beginning. You got the doo-doo lock song. You got the wrestling ring. Oh,
don't Shrek's team. Donkey seducing a dragon.
That's just weird. That's wild. Donkey fucking a dragon. That's just wild.
When it turns out they have babies at the end, you just hear, I've got to get a job.
Yeah, I better get a job.
Didn't understand that as a child. As an adult, you like Preach. Yeah, you do. You can pay your bills, boy. Pay your bills. Right, what are we picking? I'm going Shrek 2.
Shrek 2.
This is shaping up quite nicely. Next one is Terminator 2 versus The Dark Knight.
Batman is shit. Ooh. Terminator 2.
I don't agree with him, but yes, Terminator 2 is a better sequel than Dark Knight. Well, not for his reason. Not for his reasons.
It's just another way of saying Batman, basically.
I'm Batman.
Dark Knight is so much better than Batman Begins as well.
But I feel like Batman Begins was just a weak film.
Yeah, Terminator the first one is a good movie. Still,
exactly. So for the fact that Terminator 2 is better than that is impressive. That's the way I see it. Exactly. I'm going Terminator 2.
Terminator
2. Well, you've both gone for Terminator 2 anyway, so I'll go Dark Knight.
Pity one. Cool. Spider-Man 2 versus Aliens.
I'm going to go Spider-Man 2.
I'm going Spider-Man 2.
I mean, Spider-Man 2 is Joel McHale. Alfred Molina's great in that movie as well.
Please say say something else about that film.
Yeah.
Pick one person. Right. He's great as Doc Ock. He's fantastic.
Seems I'm the only one that ever talks about the movies. Spider-Man 2.
I don't need to talk about the movies.
Is James Franco in that film as well?
No, he's
James
not.
Franco is in. Yes, he is in the movie. Yes.
Is he?
Yeah, he's Harry. He's Harry.
Obviously. Yeah, he's Harry. Yeah, but Harry's a punk bitch in that film, so no one cares about that.
But it's James Franco.
Yeah, but he comes into it more the third film, and people we don't like talking about the third film.
Kirsten Dunst is in the guy that plays Joe Jonah Jameson as well. Who's that fucking guy?
The people that
are in those movies, like in those franchises, so they're so good they come back in like the multiverse one that they did. Alfred Molina came back as Doc Ock, and that guy came back as Joe Jameson, and
J.K. Simmons. J.K. Simmons.
He's great. I love when she runs away for the wedding, and he just goes, Martha. Don't open the champagne. don't open the caviar. That was it. Open the caviar. Spider-Man 2.
Cool. Right. Last one of this round. Empire Strikes Back versus Adam's Family Values. Don't you?
Adam's Family
Values. Even if this was Godfather Part 2, which I probably would have gone for if it wasn't so funny.
I would have still gone for Empire Strikes Back. Yeah. Empire Strikes is
although genuinely I do love that Adam's Family movie.
Yeah.
It is a good movie. I do love the Mamushka bit.
Christopher Lloyd's face when they're juggling like knives back and forth together kills me every time. And Ralph Jr. is in that movie and he is fantastic in everything he did. We lost him way too soon. Yeah, watch him in Street Fighter. He's fantastic in that as well. He only did that because his kids love the games.
Yeah. All right. So next is Shrek 2 versus Terminator 2.
Shrek 2.
Yeah. Sorry. No, I can't back that. I can't back it for that one. I think Terminator 2. Shrek can only get him so far.
Shrek is love.
I literally fell on the floor laughing so hard at Shrek 1. I didn't do that for Shrek 2. Terminator 2.
And then the final semi giggity is Spider-Man 2 versus Empire Strikes Back.
I'm going to go
Spider-Man 2.
Empire Strikes Back.
I'm going to go with Spider-Man 2.
My fault is that I agree with you that Spider-Man 2 is probably the best Spider-Man movie. Like,
second best.
what's the first best?
No Way Home.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
That's the new
so
one.
Yeah, it's the best. So it is the best Spider-Man movie. And then you got that against the best Star Wars movie.
Second best Star Wars movie.
Spider-Man 2 ain't perfect. You got Peter Parker being all like wimpy in the middle of the movie where he's like he didn't want to be with Kirsten Dunst at the beginning of the first movie. And then, like at the beginning of the second movie, suddenly, like he's like all up in a business. Up in all
yeah, he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be a teenager. Yeah, he's supposed to be a teenager. Whole point. He looks like he's about 40, but that's just Tobey Maguire's old.
And she's with Harry, and he's fucking still like fucking that up and shit.
I'm pretty sure that's also the one where he gives up being Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Yeah.
Love that scene. When he's eating the hot dog and just lets the police go by. Love it. Fantastic.
Is that when he comes out in the clothes store and he starts busting the grooves?
No, that's the third one. That's the third one when he's got Venom. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. The third one's when he got the dance number as well and his creepy, weird smile cry. Yeah.
There
are some good moments in Spider-Man 3. That's when Harry
Spider-Man 3 isn't as bad as people make it out to be. It's just that Venom is atrocious and Sandman is very, very good, but Venom makes it bad. Especially when you look at Tom Hardy's Venom, it makes it worse.
At the end of Spider-Man 2, at Spider-Man 2, Harry finds out Peter is Spider-Man as well, don't he? Because that's why at the end of Spider-Man 2, he becomes like the next Green Goblin.
Yeah.
My vote is for Empire Strikes Back.
Cool. So that means we have Terminator 2 versus Spider-Man 2 for runners-up.
Straight two.
Runners-up. Runner-up.
So the third place playoff is Shrek 2 versus...
Shrek 2 I was looking and typing at the same time. Apologies.
Shrek-Man 2.
Spider-Shrek.
So, Jennifer Saunders sings in Shrek 2. Pretty cool. She does.
I need a hero.
I'm sticking with Spider-Man 2.
Hey, your son, your nephew's a real hero.
Yes, Dave. Yes. Yes, that's what he says. Yes.
Yes. Yes, son. Drink my tea. Yes. I will go for...
Shrek is love.
Spider-Man is love. Spider-Man is life.
That don't hit the same.
That's what you think.
I'll go for Spider-Man 2.
I stay true to Shrek 2.
Fairsies. All right, so final. Terminator 2 versus Empire Strikes Back. I feel like Batman. That's two worthy opponents, really.
Yeah.
You said Spider-Man 2 then. Yeah, Terminator 2 versus Empire Strikes Back.
What Terminator 2 has going against it is that it is very dated when it comes to like everything around the kids, like in the early part, like how he like is just like this rebellious 90s kid that goes to the mall, like his foster parents are dead, like pretty quickly into it.
Yeah.
You got the weird guy that licks the woman's face in the psychiatric ward, and he gets come up and taken against him. That's good. But obviously, you got the unstoppable T-1000. T-1000s. Like you see how it kind of like when it explodes in the lorry thing, and you feel, and then he just walks out like from the flames. That's pretty damn crazy. Mm-hmm.
Everything the T-1000 does is insane.
Shotgun and was like,
going into different he gets melted into like separate drops, and all the drops like all go together as well, in the end. That's crazy. I like how they make Arnie not kill people. And now they come create clever ways, like when he goes into basically, put up your hand and swear you won't kill people. I swear I won't kill people. And he just shoots the guy in the foot and he goes, you'll live. And then it's the same for when he's like shooting at all the cops and the helicopters in the building and stuff. And then he's got the his point of view where it just says like human fatalities zero, you know.
Yeah,
that is great.
Empire Strikes Back is Empire Strikes Back.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got Luke and the frozen planet with the Tauntauns and everything like that.
Yeah,
them. And then, like, let's say he goes to see Yoda.
And Yoda's a crackhead.
Han and Leia are trying to, like, go.
Bump uglies.
Work with Lando. Lando yeah, double crosses
him. Bump uglies. Big whoop when I found about it.
Big whoop when I find about it.
Yep, Darth Vader takes. I love you. I know. Fuck off.
I love you. I know. Boom. Mic drop. Yeah.
I love that. I say the family member once better. I love you. Fuck off.
I think I have my decision. I am going to go with Terminator 2.
I didn't quote any Terminator 2, which you then later edited like you did for the scene in Empire Strikes Back where Luke is a father.
I am your father. No.
No. No. It doesn't say, Luke, I'm your father. It says, no, I'm your father.
He actually says, I am your father.
Yeah. You don't say, Luke.
No. I don't care. I didn't pick it anyway. I picked Terminator. I don't have to quote it correctly. Oh, I just remember him going, no, this is not true. No!
Hasta la vista, baby.
That's what Darth Vader says.
I want your bike, your boots. Well, no, is it? Your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
You forgot to say please. Please.
Yeah, Terminator 2 for me.
Empire Strikes Back for me. Leave out to Mitchell.
He's going to ruin it. He's going to pick Strike 2.
Shrek 2 for me. No, it's Adam's Family Values.
Right.
No, Empire Strikes Back.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. So the greatest movie sequel of all time is Empire Strikes Back.
Adam's Family Values.
Yeah. Can get in the bit.
Mamushka.
Mamushka.
In the same way, they're both sequels that are better than like good movies, like great movies that are the original. So
arguably, Empire Strikes Back is the fifth in the installment.
Well, technically, no, it came out second.
It came out second, but it was the fifth in the installment.
But it's not. It's the second film it was released. So
yeah.
Listen, don't don't. Okay.
We all cried when the Terminator went down into the molten metal shit, but you know.
Did we?
The Empire Strikes. Yeah.
Did we?
No. I didn't.
Yeah.
I cried when Iron Man died.
When Iron Man gives the thumbs up. At least I was like 10 when I saw the Arnie die. Well,
I was 28 maybe, and I full grown cried in cinema. Yeah, I'm not ashamed.
There was a lot of full grown men crying in the cinema.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed. Me and Alice ugly cried in the cinema for that. I ain't even gonna lie.
I cried during a play where there was a male actor playing a female character talking about a fictional kind of like loved one that they lost in death. Like that's crazy. That's how well that guy acted.
Yeah, yeah. The fact it was a ten year journey. Then he finally died, and I was grief stricken. So yeah.
Well, it's Robert Downey Jr. as well. No one likes to see him die.
No, of course not, man.
Unless it's in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. No, not Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Fucking the movie the movie with Woody Harrelson and they go on the killing spree.
Oh, I have no idea.
I'm surprised you didn't say Sherlock Holmes.
Good film, that.
The sequel of that one's got him and Moriarty like planning out how they'd kill without how they fight each other without actually getting into a fight.
Yeah, on the chess. They're playing chess.
Fuck that movie. Fuck that movie.
Okay. Well, that brings us to the end of another tournament.
Natural Born Killers. There we go.
There you go. I'm sure the I'm sure next month we'll do another one because if it ain't broke,
it's Mitchell's tournament.
If it ain't broke, do another tournament.
It will be broke by the time if there's one.
Yeah, you can find all previous episodes, including the tournaments, on all podcasting platforms. Don't forget to use our government name to find us. It is Wait What, a trio of nonsense. You can find us on X and on Instagram at Wait What Pod Trio. YouTube, Wait What Podcast, and on TikTok at the Wait What Podcast.
Thanks a lot, guys. Keep on trucking.
Please.
Look forward to the sequel.
Dun, 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 dun.
Two. Three.